you. I wanted to make sure what the Senate amendments did, and that's why we've had this delay. We have a memo from Dave Hendricks, to Dave Hendricks from Cheryl Pellegrini, talking about the A6 amendment and how it affects the Attorney General's office. Then you have a copy of a memo from Dave, or an email from Dave Hendricks. Excuse me, this is from Cheryl to Dave. And then you have the Sprint attorney, David Paulson's email from his Sprint attorney saying their opinion on the amendment. So you might want to just take a look at those. I have found that it does not change what the Attorney General can do or has been doing. And I needed to verify that. Further discussion. Okay. Not on that amendment. Representative Gallego.
Well,
you have a discussion?
Yeah, well, I have offered an amendment that I passed out to everyone on the committee before today, a B7 amendment, and I wanted to offer that today.
I have not seen the amendment.
Okay, I dropped it by your office yesterday. The B7 amendment is Senate Bill 828, the Domestic Violence Phone Access Bill, that we've had discussion about before. It relates to telecommunications. The PUC was not opposed to this bill when it passed the Senate. And actually, they can work with this bill quite easily because they are used to doing this program with medical certificates. So since the bill, your committee closed, I thought this was a convenient vehicle to move this bill.
Well, Senator Walker, I know you have a great concern about this bill, and as you know, we are trying to work through that by opening back up the committee. So I would like the time, rather than putting it in this bill, to work on that.
Well, I have to have a question about that, Madam Chair, because we've had discussion about this bill. No one is opposed to the bill. Department of Corrections actually supports the bill because they have a program called the VINE program that lets victims know when their offenders are being released from prison. Without phone access, these victims don't understand that or get notification of that by phone or are able to call out if they need help. I don't see any reason why you can't go forward with this amendment because there's no opposition. I don't know how much more discussion we need to have on it.
Well, we're not going to go forward with it because I haven't seen it yet, and that's not the purpose of this conference committee.
I see. Well, we're going to have a lot more discussion, I understand, because I find that very interesting.
Well, I do look forward to working with you on it, and I make that commitment.
Madam Chair, may I just say something? Yes, Senator Walker called me, last week, and discussed this, and I asked the phone people if they were comfortable with it, and they had no problem either, and Mr. Neville was, very excited about it. I just want you to know, whatever action you take, I accept, and that's fine with me, but I would have supported the amendment had it been entered in today. I just wanted you to know.
Well, our House rules say that any amendments such as this have to be checked with the committee chair. And that's the rule. I don't believe that's true on the Senate side, but that's what the House rules say. And so I haven't actually seen these until this moment, so that's the problem with the process, the way we're doing this.
Madam Chair, we want
to work on the bill, though.
Yes, Madam Chair, I did leave those amendments with your office yesterday. I left them with your staff personally.
I think, a personal phone call or something to alert me to what you were doing would have been appropriate.
Well, I left the amendments with a personal note with your staff. I'm not really quite sure how much more direct I can get.
I will check with them. I have not seen them.
I left them with Roberta yesterday when I personally visited all of the staff offices and the members on this committee to let them know that this was something I wanted to do. I did that Monday.
You need to talk to me, Senator Walker, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Gallego.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2230B be set to the floor with the recommendation that the House concur with the Senate amendment stated May 5th and that the bill be repassed.
Service M. Gallegos moves House Bill 2230B be sent to the floor with the recommendation that the House concur with the Senate amendments dated May 5th and that the bill be repassed. Discussion on the motion.
I will be a no on this motion.
Further discussion?
I have a question, a procedural question. If one of the senators is a no, then everything just dies? Is that the correct procedure?
I mean, this is a fairly important bill. We shouldn't allow this to die. That's the question. I mean, we've got this issue here going on. And, perhaps we should have a recess or something to talk about this. I mean, I would hate to see this bill die at this particular point.
Madam Chair, I will agree with the good senator. That's what I'd like to do, too, at least discuss it.
Okay, we'll have a five-minute recess, but the motion is on the floor. We are back in session here.
Thank you, Chair. I think we need a little more time to discuss this, and from my understanding that if I make a motion to adjourn for this particular time, the bill is still alive. It does not kill the bill, but I think there needs to be some discussion between all of the parties there to see how we can move this forward. So at this point, if that's the understanding, and if that is the rules, I would move to adjourn this meeting and set it for at a later time.
Senator Nelson has moved for adjournment. There is not disapproval. We are adjourned.